Updating business now, the International Monetary Fund is projecting a stronger recovery for the global economy. It's now expecting a 6% growth this year. That's up from 5.5% in January. It's also lifted growth for China to 8.4%. That is a 10-year high. Simon Marks joins us now. Simon, what's fueling this optimism by the IMF?
I think it's pretty cautious optimism that the IMF is expressing, Liz, unveiling its new world economic outlook at the spring meetings of the International Monetary Fund of the World and the World Bank, and raising that global projection of GDP growth this year to 6%, and suggesting that global growth next year will be around 4.4%. But it's absolutely clear that there are three countries that are exceeding those forecasts, and they include India, expected this year now to attain 12.5% growth, China, forecast this year to attain 8.4% growth, and the United States clocking in with an anticipated 6.4% growth. And what the IMF economist has been at pains to say is that this is a very lopsided economic recovery. Individual countries are going to have to continue tailoring the kind of financial support to the very specific market conditions that they are facing. For example, she's warning that economies that are more dependent on tourism are going to have to brace themselves for a much longer haul in the effort to return to pre-pandemic levels, whereas countries like the United States are now focused, are now projected to attain pre-pandemic growth levels this year and next year. So this is a cautiously optimistic forecast from the International Monetary Fund. They say they are buoyed by the rollout of vaccinations, but they caution there could still be further problems ahead.
Yeah, so it definitely looks like it's not going to be a smooth road to recovery. What factors do you think could trip up this forecast, or what has the IMF said?
Well, they're cautioning finance ministries around the world to engage in what they refer to as a tailored approach. I mean, they're really laying out the need for a bespoke approach for each economy to factor in its very specific local elements and to brace for the possibility of additional COVID-19 variants, the possibilities of any difficulties with vaccination rollouts and supply chains. They say that they believe that the measures that the world took over the last 12 months to offset the worst consequences of the pandemic from an economic perspective have borne fruit. But they're also issuing a warning about the possibility of US interest rates rising. That, they say, would constrain economic growth and development in many other parts of the world, and making it clear that governments and policymakers have to be absolutely relentlessly focused on the day by day. Over the short term, they're saying, put your money into vaccination programs, put your money into public health programs. And then, as the crisis continues to alleviate in each individual country, you can focus on broadening the kind of financial support that you're offering. So there's no question that this is an optimistic message, compared certainly to what we were hearing 12 months ago, but it is tempered with anxieties about what may still lie ahead.
All right, thanks so much for that. Simon Marks speaking to us from Washington, D.C.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks Reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.